Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Have you ever been phished on your email? See, when you're being phished, you need to make sure you don't bite the hook. If you bite the hook, then you might be paying out a lot of money. But we're here at 1-800-BLIND-LEVEL-TECH to help you raise the money if you've been hooked, so that way you don't get captured by phishing scams. You ready to go on a journey with us? Let's do this.
Let's do this. That was great. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Blind Level Tech. I am your host, Evan Starnes, joined by my very improvisational co-host, Kelvin Crosby.
Hey, so good to see you guys. And Evan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. We almost got your old signature. You want to give the signature one last good?
I've been trying to fade it out on all my shows.
I know.
Unless you're on investing in accessibility, I still do my signature.
Hey, there you go.
It's so good to see you, even though I can't see you. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, anyway, before we kick on this episode, we don't really talk about like weather or anything much, but I just got to say, it's 70 degrees and sunny in February in Colorado, which is nuts.
Nothing new.
It feels kind of like I'm back in Arizona again. But anyway, we're here to talk to you guys about good old phishing, smishing, and cyber scams, because as much as we hate to talk about them or think about them, they are running rampant and have been rampant for a long time.
And it's just getting even worse nowadays, especially as a visually impaired individual, because so much is reading the title.
Yep.
And it is such an important thing to be very, very aware. So I'm excited about talking about today's topic. So
me too. But we did get some feedback that I'd like to address in regards to our Meta Ray-Ban Glasses episode. So Gregory writes in and says, you know, thank you for the episode. He has tested the Celeste glasses, which I have heard of. My friend actually has a pair, and I've seen them too, but I never got to mess with them. But he got to try the live description feature with the Celeste glasses. And actually it was able to tell him if he was approaching things. But because there is a delay between when it sends a video snapshot and then when it processes and then gets back to him with, you know, its findings, you know, he'd end up finding something and then it might tell him about it like, oh, yeah, there was a poll. But that was like 8 seconds ago. He'd also mentioned too, it doesn't seem like the Celeste glasses will be coming to a U.S. market, according to him, for various reasons. The mics and the built-in speakers really might need an upgrade, especially when Meta released their glasses and the way those things sound. Oh my gosh, yeah, they sound really good. That being said, if you'd like to hear a demonstration of the Celeste glasses, Double Tap, the podcast Double Tap, has a demo on their website. So you can go to doubletaponair.com. And also, you know, if you want to check out another fun podcast about blind technology, we should try and have them on BLT at some point.
I feel like they're a little bit more entertaining than we are.
They have really good radio personalities, I think. So it'd be pretty fun. But I definitely feel like we should dive into today's topic for sure, because we've been going on and on here.
Have you ever been fishing?
I have been fishing,
in the right way, but not on the emails.
No, I'm not that bad. I'm not a cyber criminal. Phishing is one of, if not the oldest type of cyber scam that there is. And usually, well, there's two different types of phishing here, because phishing really kind of concerns like email phishing and malicious attachments. But the text message equivalent, which has really gained a ton of unfortunate traction, is actually called smishing. And smishing involves, you know, getting texts from, oh, you know, if you've seen those texts from UPS or USPS saying that, you know, your package could not be delivered. Or
are you going to come in to the office today?
That too. People will try and impersonate your employers. I've also gotten, some weird ones that I haven't heard a lot of people talk about. And that is, I like to call these wrong number scams. And what people will do is they'll usually text you like, hi, a name that you don't have. So they'll say like, hi, Beth, this is Elizabeth from El Dorado Springs. You know, we met last year and I wanted to see how was it going or whatever. And they're effectively relying on people to say, this must be a wrong number, and try and engage with people that way. So a little bit of a personal story. I kind of figured these people, you know, were up to no good, because I'd gotten several different texts like that and just, you know, ignored them, hit delete, report junk. But I kind of wanted to see what would happen. So I effectively was like, yeah, this is not so-and-so. And they did exactly what I expected. You know, they're like, oh, that's fine. How is it going? And yeah, they're trying to be friendly and conversational with me, which would have eventually led to me giving them access to money or my banking details or social security numbers. Would have been bad. But I actually ended up exposing them over text, and I made them admit they're a scammer. I'm not saying anybody should do that, but it just proved that these people are crafty.
I mean, what's interesting about this is that when in doubt, always assume scam.
Yep.
And then do your backtrack. So anytime you get a phone call, whether it's from the doctor, whether it's from, always assume it's a scam. So, for example, one of my PR people that I work with that gets me a lot of my PR stuff, when I she called me out of the blue, and I've never met her originally, and then she was trying to book me for all these different shows like the Good Morning America and all that stuff.
Oh wow!
And I was like, okay, that's great, but who are you, and what do you want from me? It took me about 2 months to really trust my PR person that I use. But because she called out of the blue and then dropped a name that I didn't know, and it wouldn't be hard to put those two together if you did a little bit of homework, being connected to this other person, and to try to drag me along. I mean, I get tons of emails daily. I get DMs. I get
all sorts of stuff.
Like, this is huge. When in doubt, think as a scam, and don't trust your emails, and don't trust your texts or phone calls. For example, Shopify is the website I use to sell all my pottery, and the Seaman Cane as well, because they make accessible websites. It's easy to get your email from Shopify and then spoof that this is, they want you to do two-step authentication, or they want you to do verify your email, all these different things. And it says Shopify. Well, you need to go look at the email. Mm-hmm. And when in doubt, don't even open the email. Just go directly to the website. Because they always do notifications on these websites when they send you an email saying you need to do something. Just go to the website. Don't open up an email.
Exactly.
So,
And the thing with these people is that institutions and organizations such as your bank or credit card bureau, what have you, they're not going to call you, especially nowadays. They will not call you if something's up. When in doubt, just call your bank, because really, like, these folks are – they really do also take advantage of urgency, because and they will make you think that something is really, really wrong and that you need to respond now. Mm-hmm. And they'll prey on that fear in order to get details that you normally wouldn't, you know, give.
Yeah. Well, I think another one that we need to talk about is Social Security.
Oh, yeah. That's a because big one.
This is – there's some new things coming out on the when in doubt, like I've been saying, always think it's a scam. So Social Security, you really need to think about, where are they going to send you messages? So set up that you get email notifications that there's a message in your Social Security. Do not ever, ever open a Social Security email. Go directly to SSA.gov, log in with your username and password, and the messages will be there.
That's why they have the My Social Security. So if you have a case, or if you work with Social Security and you don't know about this, you can create a My Social Security account and access, like, your – you can submit your pay stubs. I don't know how well that works. I can't speak on that. But you can do that all online and check notifications. Social Security, I have received calls from, though, because they already have your information. They should not be – if they call you and try and ask for Social Security number or anything, unless you know that you are signing up for a service that you explicitly, you know, signed up for in the first place, don't give out personal details.
Not, you know, your date of birth.
Date of birth, especially, though, your Social Security number. Also, there's one last thing I really want to talk about, and this is my, like, least favorite scam to discuss, and that has to do with voice spoofing / voice phishing. And, you know, the most common ones are kind of what we've talked about, you know, and I'm sure we've all gotten those. We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty and all those absolute total nonsense.
Wait, you
nonsense,
got an extended
rubbish.
Warranty on your car, Evan?
Yeah, the car I don't have, you know, the 2012 Chevrolet Malibu or whatever that I don't own. Yeah, totally. Totally
we,
legit.
We totally know you're blind.
Yeah, exactly. those are pretty common. I think nowadays, too, depending on your cell carrier, they've gotten pretty good at recognizing those. For instance, I never take any calls nowadays that say scam likely, and that's that might be a T-Mobile thing. I think Verizon and AT&T probably handle those a little differently. I don't ever answer those. But also, I've heard of people effectively using services like, I don't know if they use 11 Labs or just AI voice spoofing tactics to pretend to be family members in trouble. And so, you know, they'll call in your mom's voice and say, hey, I just got arrested and I need X amount of dollars to get me out. The fact that they use, like, legitimate voices, it kind of combines with that sense of urgency, and it'll mess with you. It's definitely not a very easy scam to deal with. But
yep.
I haven't experienced that myself, but it is something that is out there. And, you know, if somebody does call you and they say, you know, they sound urgent or they sound like they're in trouble, I just hate to say this, but, I mean, it's kind of going to be one of those you'll have to, you know, especially if you're suspicious, hang up and call them back by their real number. And, you know, hey, if they answer and everything's totally fine, it was a scam and you dodged a bullet.
Like I've been saying, I'm just going to keep harping on this. When in doubt, always think it's a scam.
And I think that's going to be the title of this episode, because it really is a theme. Like, when in doubt, assume it's a scam, because it's just, it's hard to tell nowadays. Social media is also another platform that scammers are very actively using. What have you seen social media scam wise yourself, Calvin, on your accounts?
So that, I mean, you can find at a Deafline Pod or what socials, and I can't do anything about it.
I have had friends that I've already been following. It's very common to see accounts get cloned and slash or hacked. In fact, if somebody you follow one day, you know, they're just posting about their day, and then all of a sudden they're posting about, oh, I don't know, a weight loss program or some crypto scams are pretty common nowadays. Definitely, especially if it's like something like Facebook, report them and get because it will at least send their info to Meta themselves, and they can handle it the way they need to, whether that be taking the account down or, you know, giving the original owner access to it and removing all of the fraudulent content. And kind of what you touched on was also seen is some weird URL spoofing, and that would be like if somebody from, you know, if you got an email from, you know, Amazon.com, but instead they made it Amazon.net or something.
.net or and so
that's fake.
Yeah, so that is where you really got to be aware. When you get involved with like any business or whatever, what is their ending? Because it is extremely easy to go create more domain names. I mean, extremely easy. It's one of those things where knowing what the domain name is for that business, and really you're going to find this really a lot with businesses. Shopify is one of the classic ones where, for me, I get so much spoofing related to Shopify because Shopify uses my bank to get access. And so if I give my username and password over, then I'm in a world of hurt. And so, and yet another thing to really make sure to do is two-step authentication.
Yup.
I know it's annoying. I know it drives everybody crazy.
But it will protect your accounts and devices.
Yes. The most blind-friendly way to do this is to get a two-step authentication key that you plug into your computer or your device or a app. And so you can get one of those. The key is the most efficient way because it just unlocks your whole computer for you.
Yep, it's like a physical key.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a thumb drive sometimes. Some of them look like thumb drives or keys. They have UB keys I've seen.
Yep.
Those are pretty nice, and they're honestly the most secure. That being said, though, you lose the key, you're in trouble, unfortunately. But then apps like the like Google Authenticator, we use Microsoft Authenticator, and you know they all pretty much do the same thing nowadays.
I'm getting hungry.
I'm getting hungry too, especially all this talk about scams and spam and the wrong kind of spam.
Yeah, I mean, fish really makes me.
It does sound really good, but I think what sounds better than spam has to be the sandwich of the week. My sandwich this week. I'm actually in the process of composing a list of sandwiches because that way I'm not like, oh, I don't have a sandwich. So my sandwich this week is a modified version of an air fryer grilled cheese that I talked about with butter and stuff. But instead of butter, replace that with ham and still throw it in the air fryer. So
hold on. You're saying instead of butter on the outside, you're putting ham on the outside?
No, not. I never put butter on the outside. I actually put it on the inside with cheese, where the cheese was.
Okay, Evan, is your head okay?
It is. Trust me.
That's not how you make a grilled cheese sandwich.
That's how I've done it, at least in the air fryer, because I don't want it to splatter all over and make a giant mess.
Well, all right, people, give us a response on this one. Do you put butter on the outside of your grilled cheese, Or the inside. Because honestly, I've never made a grilled cheese with butter on the inside.
I have, and it's not actually, it's not too bad. But it is better if you add ham, and I definitely want to try that. So my sandwich this week is a ham and grilled cheese air fried sandwich.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, mine didn't play off of last week's. I don't know if it was last week's.
What was last week's? Yeah, it was.
I don't remember what it was. But
I don't even remember.
At Costco, you can go to the frozen section, and it's the new, the cuisine, different culture cuisine area, and you can find tiki tiki masala hot pockets.
Chicken tiki masala hot pockets, huh?
Yes. With a good amount of spice.
And curry.
Throw that bad boy in the microwave.
How did I not know this existed?
So good. And that curry.
You can never go wrong. Well, I will say that you can never go wrong with curry, but I love it.
I love curry. I mean, if I had to die tomorrow, that would be my last meal.
That is fair, honestly.
But
that is so fair.
If you don't agree with us, let us know.
Let us know. If you have any thoughts on our sandwich selections or want to put your own sandwiches or whatever feedback you might have for this show, you can always email feedback@aftersight.org or leave a voicemail at 720-712-8856. Now, by the way, I should mention, if you notice that something is fraudulent or that if you run across a scammer's website or an email address, there's a website that it's run by the FBI. It's the Internet Complaint Center, and their website is www.ic3.gov.
It's a good place to go report scams, research scams, and potential scams that are up and coming.
Absolutely. So we will definitely be sure to put that website in the show notes. Thank you all so much for listening to Blind Level Tech. You know what to do if you have any questions or feedback. And yeah, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and end this episode. I've been your host, Devin Starnes, joined, of course, by Kelvin Crosby.
Plug in your device and go live. Be on your journey.